Could you really get burned by sipping on sun-sensitive essential oils while enjoying the summertime rays? Part 2. A few weeks ago, I began my series on the phototoxic potential of certain essential oils. This is due to a repeat of the unfortunate event stemming from my lax attitude around this topic. Phototoxic reactions are inflammatory skin responses resulting from application of certain sun-sensitizing essential oils that are activated by exposure to UV rays. The good news is you can take precautions to avoid these unwanted consequences. The most important one is to know which oils can cause this response. Other tips can be found in the previous blog. However, there's something that wasn't discussed. Many of you asked, what about testing certain essential oils? Here's my response after digging a little deeper. No, this is my conclusion after exploring the sources listed, consulting with mentors, and from my 17 years of using essential oils in my clinic. What Dr. Sarah found out regarding ingesting sun-sensitizing essential oils. As a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor, I feel it's my duty to know about this subject on a deeper level. For 17 years, I, along with my clients and family, have been ingesting citrus oils in our water. There have been no incidents of skin discoloration from this. The few cases I've had with sun reactions have been due to direct application of the commonly known photosensitizing essential oils. Angelica root essential oil, bergamot and bitter orange, both cold-pressed, cumin, fig leaf absolute, cold-pressed grapefruit, cold-pressed lemon, cold-pressed lime, mandarin leaf, opoponyx, rue, and tagetes. Source, AromaWeb. Considering phototoxicity versus sensitization. In order to help me better understand the concept of phototoxicity from ingestion, I dug back into the topic of another type of skin reaction, sensitization. This is because the question of phototoxicity from ingestion of an essential oil is not what most aromatherapists typically come across. It is more often related to a skin response from topical application. Sensitization was covered previously when I reviewed the subject of allergies to essential oils. There's a heated debate among oils, as many believe these responses can be avoided by using a carrier oil. Others feel they aren't related to the use of oils neat without a carrier oil, but rather linked to several other connecting factors. These include the quality of the essential oil used, predispositions and sensitive types, those who have allergies, autoimmunity, and or have current skin conditions, in interaction with other skincare products, oxidization from poorly manufactured or stored essential oils. The details can be found in a link I provided, but the fact is some do experience skin responses to essential oils. Although experts may poo-poo that this could be a detox response, I feel that this is an aspect to consider as well. This is because I understand that essential oils are metabolized by liver enzymes, and they do have evidence that they can influence detox pathways and or act as antioxidants to protect cellular health. The bottom line is that essential oils aren't allergens per se because they do not contain proteins or amino acids. This means they can't be the sole cause of a negative skin reaction. Something else has to be present. However, they can act as haptens attaching to proteins or allergenic molecules, which can contribute to a negative response, usually over time. Phototoxicity reactions, the guilty Fusarium coumarins FC exposed. Due to the fact that no one can argue about unwanted skin discoloration from the sun with certain essential oils, especially yours truly, safety precautions have been delineated. The International Fragrance Association and the Research Institute of Fragrance Materials have come up with standards that state the maximum amount of these various phototoxic constituents in fragrance products, FCs. These can be found on a link I provided. It provides dilution suggestions for essential oils containing these compounds and is based on contact with human volunteers. The oils have been tested by applying a certain amount of them to the skin of subjects followed by exposure to UVA light. There are variations in the methods to determine when a skin response would occur with various essential oils. For example, the study with orange peel extract was comprised of 8 subjects. The research examined reactions after 24 to 48 hours. Next, they tested what concentrations would have no observable effect level, NOEL, on miniature swine and rodents, and was found to be 6.25%. After taking both into account in very complicated math, orange peel extract was suggested to be safe to use for humans at a 1.5% dilution level in the sun. Note, a 1% dilution would be 6 drops of essential oil per ounce of carrier oil per Dr. Z's dilution chart. An article I provided provides a wonderful summary of the findings along with dilutions for using sun-sensitizing essential oils outdoors. However, I think it's just simpler to avoid applying these oils to the skin 12 to 14 hours prior to sun exposure and taking the necessary precautions already suggested. Regarding dosage, essential oils contain a very low percentage of these compounds, so one would need to have to use a concentrated amount or be extremely sensitive to cause a reaction. For example, bergamot contains about 5% of these non-volatile compounds. This was discussed in a post I wrote on potential medication interactions with essential oils. Therefore, we are back on the dosage issue regarding ingestion. Ingesting sun-sensitizing essential oils. Dr. Sarah still sips on some lemon water in the sun, but I don't do more than several drops during a long day at the beach. Here's why. Most regulations and understanding of this reaction of furanocoumarins are based on topical application. However, phototoxic reactions have been reported by systemic agents. If one ingests large amounts or is extremely sensitive, perhaps enough of these substances would be in the bloodstream to cause activation. However, the half-life is quite short in comparison to prescription medications. In conclusion, I agree with Lindsay. No surprise there. Bottom line, phototoxicity due to ingestion of these sun-sensitizing essential oils is possible, but the probability of it happening with just 1 or 2 drops is a very low mathematical gamble. Thanks for listening.